Welcome back to Trust, a Lovecraftian podcast. I am your host and keeper of secrets, Joshua Perlheiner. Last week, we heard St. John McCluskey, the player of Richard Gallows, reading us the early Lovecraftian work, Dagon. Today, we're going to return to the game of Trust. Previously, the Sawyer descendants came to Faulkner Island in northern Maine, where they met Richard Gallows, who informed them about the Trust's existence. And then they went up to Echo Manor and spoke with the groundskeeper there, discovering that their last Sawyer descendant was murdered inside that house. Trust is a Call of Cthulhu game, played by six people and myself, St. John McCluskey at the head of the table as Richard Gallows, the attorney for the Sawyer Family Trust, Frank Kovach as John Meadow, a heavily built medical doctor, Eric Larson as Carl Eigner, an electrical engineer and a distant Sawyer relation, Mike Len as Bill Summers, a famous horror novelist obsessed with the occult, Caitlin Raukel playing his wife, Anna Summers, another Sawyer descendant and a psychologist, and finally Jocelyn Perlheiner opposite Frank, my wife, playing John's sister, Barbara Meadow, an antique and art dealer living in Brooklyn. The music for Trust was composed by Alec Tunks, whose SoundCloud address is soundcloud.com/alec-tunks, spelled A-L-E-C, Alec, dash T-U-N-K-S, Tunks. If you enjoy Trust, remember to subscribe on your podcast app and feel free to visit frothingmug.blogspot.com to comment, ask questions, or request the reading of Lovecraft stories. Again, I apologize for the perennial quality of the audio. The first 8 episodes were recorded in one evening and represent 8 hours of play, so we didn't have a chance to adjust our recording setup until episode 9. I am an attorney in New Haven County, Connecticut, and the author of a post-apocalyptic sci-fi Bildungsroman called Haven, under the name J.D.G. Perlheiner, which is available on Amazon. Please sit back and enjoy episode 3 of Trust.
Okay. So, back inside the house, Barbara's going outside to look at the foliage.
I did not walk inside the house.
You're not inside the house?
Nope, I stayed on the front step and I was going to talk to Bill.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was like starting to go in there. Are you going to like grab me?
I didn't follow you. Yeah, he followed you and we
the three
kinda,
of us
like,
plus...
he opened the door and then I figured we were pausing because you went to there.
Yeah.
I think he went in.
Well, he's
he started to, yeah.
But go ahead, talk.
Okay.
He's
Bill
was also
like,
he what?
He also was like right about to go
away.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm like
okay,
I'm
so
like
I
starting
grabbed
to go
his
in the
arm.
Door.
What? Honey, are you sure you don't want to go in here?
I mean, I kind of want to look around. It's a
There's
little.
Someone was murdered in here.
I know. Isn't that interesting? Don't you want to see it?
We don't know anything about this.
I mean, it's your crazy. It's your crazy family.
Yeah.
They're always up to weird.
Yeah, they're crazy.
I know. That's why I want to take a look around.
Well, we need to be careful.
No, I mean, I definitely don't think we should read the book. I mean, I've seen...
Can we trust these other people?
I mean, they seem alright.
I mean, we should keep a little bit of distance. Not, I'm also saying this not so... Well, he kind of...
Well, I went in.
Yeah.
I
okay.
Like, I opened the door and went in.
Yeah. We should keep our distance from
him. Well, I mean, I didn't bring my case with me.
Well, I'm just saying, we shouldn't let them know that we're keeping our distance, but we should.
I mean, they seem trustworthy enough. I'm more scared of the house than I am of them.
Yet you want to go inside.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious. Might be something interesting I could write about it.
Okay.
Maybe there's a library.
Made
it's probably
sure
a big one
only
too.
One book on his desk from the day he wrote this letter until the day he died.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I sigh and I reluctantly let go of his arm and follow him inside.
Okay, Carl.
I beelined and like just I'm in.
The next room is a hall about twice the length of the vestibule that you were just in. There's a door on the left. Two doors on the left, two doors on the right.
I open every single door.
Let me finish the description. immediately at the far end of the hall, there's an open doorway that goes into another room beyond, and you can see that there's a piano, a grand piano up against the wall there, and the wallpaper, those walls have wallpaper. This room, however, is blank granite. The door on the left is a heavy oak door. The door on the right is a mahogany door. The second door on the right is the telescoping door of an elevator. The second door on the left is another oak door. You're just going to open each door in sequence?
Just looking at them, right. Looking inside.
You push open the door on the right. There's a large drawing room inside with a billiard table up against the left wall, long curtains against the two huge bay windows that look out onto the lower gardens, and a fireplace between them.
Cool. Next.
Okay, the next one is the elevator. You pull the thing aside. There's an elevator door that goes in, and another elevator door that goes out that way.
Weird. Other one. Across the hall.
Okay, across the hall. There's a long hallway that ends in a bathroom. The door is open.
Finally, step in.
That's why I'm so frantic.
There was a fourth door as well. I'll look at that one.
Fourth door, you push it open, and you can see that you are looking into what looks like an office of some kind. There are bookshelves lining the walls.
Do I see a desk?
Yes, hold on. There are bookshelves lining the walls. There's a fireplace in the center of the far wall, flanked by curtained windows. There's a bay window. My foot is seizing. There's a bay window on the outside wall that faces the front, where you can see through that window the sort of plaza in the where you parked.
Yep.
And in front of that window, there's a huge, heavy desk that looks like it must have come from like 1815. That desk has a big ink blotter on the top and is otherwise completely barren. There's also bare floor of wood slats that are polished hardwood that have a huge rust brown stain that looks like somebody scrubbed very hard to try to get rid of it right in the center, and a rolled up carpet between two of the bookshelves.
I've heard nothing of this murder, so pay no attention to it.
There's also in the far corner a huge bank safe with a dial.
I'm walking past all of it. Going.
I asked him when we were all there.
I wasn't.
You care about the murder, so then what do you think that stays?
I'm not paying attention to it. I'm going straight to the window because you said that the window overlooks where we were parking.
Yep.
Can I see any of the other people right now?
You can see those two out in the plaza, and that's it.
I'm going to tap on the window and be like,
I'm going to look in. Can I see, like, in through? Do I see that there's, like, do I see that it's a study?
The house, so you're in the
plaza. We were at the doorway.
Yeah, we're just
that's
like outside.
In the plaza. The plaza is the covered area.
Yeah. Why does it matter? Is it super important for your
versatility? Hey, come take a look at this.
Can I see that it's a study with like
you can't really
books
make
and
out
stuff?
Anything other than him in the window.
I'm gonna be like
window has handles that can be opened.
I do that.
All right, you open up the window.
Hey, this place is really cool.
What? You already went inside without the lawyer?
I mean, he said we could take a look, didn't he?
Is it ours now?
I don't think it's ours, but no one's going to stop us.
Did we claim it?
No one's going to stop us, man. Come on.
What have you seen in there?
I mean, it's
I'm just going to start walking,
house.
And I'm going to go down
there's
the hallway.
There's a bathroom, there's an elevator,
down, like,
there's a grand
down,
piano,
gonna, like,
and a wonderful,
the doors
lovely
and just
place.
It, but then
you should come and
my
see.
Goal destination is going to be the room that he is in.
Okay. So you eventually wind up in that room several minutes later, around the time that you two arrive back in the plaza, and you can see that one of the windows into the house has been thrust open with the curtains blowing in the breeze.
I'm looking at the bookshelves.
Okay.
Is there, like, can I inspect them and see if, like, there's any kind of stuff that I would recognize from any of the, like, the store that I hang out in? Like, any...
Sure, yeah. It'll take a while to scan them all.
I'm just, like, hanging out there, like, while we're waiting for everybody to come back. So I'm just kind of looking at them, and, like, every once in a while I'll be like, oh my god, that's a, you know, like, a first edition whatever.
Okay,
so, like, muttering to myself.
Initially, looking in the first few bookshelves, the books themselves are probably as old or older than the house. They have leather bindings, and they're embossed with gold lettering.
When they enter the room, well, because I'm reluctantly following him, if I see the stain on the floor, I'm kind of going to, like, stay more towards the doorway.
Okay.
I'm not really going to go in if I notice that.
I'm looking in the room and the hallway and the spaces I've already seen for any, like, updates to the house. Like, in terms of, like, are there outlets? How many outlets
are
there in the room?
There
are
outlets. There's electricity.
Are they very clearly, like, spaced 10 feet to code? Is it one of those things that, like...
The outlets are regularly spaced around the house. As though... There's way more than 10 feet between them in
any
case.
And the gauging of the wire seems, like, appropriate for
or,
like...
Well, you can't see the wire.
Oh, man. All right.
It's just, like, haphazardly...
Is there
an electrical engineer. I'm trying to, like, backwards understand, like, how they built this house up over time.
Are there... Is there, like, the supplies next to it?
The hook and all that other stuff. Yeah, those are there.
Okay, so before we get fully in, I want to... I'm going to quickly ask you... Did you get a set of keys for the house?
No.
Oh, shit. There's got to be, like, a master key or something like that. Do you think that, like...
I assume the groundskeeper would be able to provide that, although it sounds as though the groundskeeper thinks the place is... I mean, I don't know. You heard him. He was like, it's not hard to get into, so I don't even know...
It's not hard to get into.
As we're talking at the front door, I want to, like, check the front door.
There is a lock, but it doesn't seem to have that engaged.
Okay, so... I mean, well, there must be a key somewhere.
Easy to get in does not mean that every... room will be easy to get into, you know what I mean?
That is, like, absolutely correct. And it would not... I gotta be honest, I'm beginning to, you know... I think I'm agreeing with your sentiments, and it would not surprise me at all if it turns out that they're all locked with combination locks that have to do with the whole cipher or whatever. We'll figure it out. It'll be fine. As I walk into the study...
Are you going to enter through the open window?
No.
it's a floor length. Like a...
Oh, see, okay.
It's
so
like
mean,
French doors.
Yeah, French doors.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I guess if the French doors, then yeah, sure, we'll do that. For some reason, I was imagining like a flower bed under the thing.
No,
so,
yeah.
Like, so
that's what I was thinking.
It goes like right onto like the gravel driveway or whatever?
No, it goes in the plaza next to the gravel.
Okay, got it. So I might just go straight in through that then. If I see other people in there and it looks like the study or whatever,
okay,
walk right in.
You do.
And the first thing I'm going to do is check the desk for the book.
There's nothing on the desk. It looks like the ink blotter has been moved. And whatever papers are on the desk are gone.
Okay, I'm gonna be like, hang on, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go to my car and get the documents, whatever. I'll just have my little folio, like whatever. I'm gonna come back. Okay, so it just so everyone knows what we're gonna be. We it looks as though the book that should be on the desk is not on the desk. We need to find it, I guess.
Is this the right desk?
Well, it could be the wrong desk. There might be another study, so maybe we should look for that. But in case it's here, I think I'm going to let you all know what we're looking for.
Isn't this your job?
No.
Why do we need to be looking for these things? Isn't it your job?
You don't, but if you want to get your share of this palace...
If we don't
want to
stay here for 4 days.
Yeah, we're going to have to, like... Come on.
He's being paid hourly.
I'm just saying.
I'm not necessarily being paid hourly. I'm just going to ask the trust for my expenses and fee, whatever that might wind up being. I'm keeping track of how many hours I'm spending working on this case, so you could say I'm getting paid hourly, I suppose.
That's exactly what is happening.
No one's paying me yet. We'll see. All right. It could be that at the end of this whole thing, it's going to say something like, your fee is $0, and I'm going to have to fight the thing for who knows what's going to happen.
Infinite possibilities.
Oh, okay, so what we're looking for is a notebook, which should be next to his copy of On the Mysteries. So I guess we're looking for On the Mysteries and the notebook that corresponds to On the Mysteries.
Do I know what that book is?
You can make an occult check if you like.
Okay. Tens. Yeah, that's gonna be below. And ones, yeah, 13. So I'll
check your occult box. You've heard of On the Mysteries, but never actually seen a copy. It is an incredibly rare manuscript that is supposedly by this crazy monk who wrote a gloss on some other book, and that's what this is.
Yeah, I'll relay that information, like what I know of that. Of like, I know that it's rare, and I know that it's somewhat.
Did you see a copy of it in this library?
I haven't really been looking very closely. I've just been kind of looking at
and apparently it is the only... I guess he bought it from some monastic collection, and it was the last copy not in private hands until he bought it. So I guess it is... I guess that confirms that it is, in fact, a rare book.
If it's anything like any of the other books of its kind that I've heard about or encountered before, we should be cautious. Especially if that's just something that in the letter they said was just a descriptor.
What's the name of the book?
On the Mysteries.
On the Mysteries. Is there a different title for it?
Would I know that?
Make an occult check.
Alternate title. Yeah, it's below. Yeah.
De Mysteries.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just in a different language.
Okay. All right. Can you spell that for me?
D E.
No, no. I'm just asking in character if you can like.
Sounded close. I don't know. Do I know what language that is? Like, it's Latin. I don't know. It's in
you
Latin.
Don't actually have to spell it out for me if you don't want. Like, you just
it's,
if your character
it's
can.
It's just De Mysteries. It's Latin, I think.
Okay. All right.
Nothing. There's no subscript or anything like that.
Yeah. It's just I don't want to write. Missing. I don't want to spell it the wrong way. That's all. I am. Right. I want to tell you.
Just as a side note, I have now decided that a victory condition of this game is going to be successfully resolving how we pay you for your legal services.
That's like the
I'm going to throw it out there. If we can get to a point where we determine what and how your fee is, like I think we've won.
No Wi-Fi, so I am on my
your data.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I'm a doctor.
What?
I
didn't say that.
What?
What? Nobody even suspected that. You're doing great.
If he's using that book as just a descriptor for
next
a
to it,
place,
the bathroom,
like saying
and then
it's next
can,
to this
to use
book.
The restroom.
Okay. No, the bathroom is you can get through the study.
You can.
There's a door into that wall.
He does so and utilizes
notes and translation.
Let me know if I've died when I come back.
Because On the Mysteries apparently is in Greek and or Latin and or Arabic.
Okay.
So he wrote something for us that we are supposed to use to either, I don't know if we're using it to translate it or if it is a translation or what the story is, but apparently he says, please read over everything and make sure everyone understands what must be done. I don't know what that means. But presumably his notebook will explain that.
I mean, I'd like to get my hands on a copy of the book, but...
Assuming the guy's like... completely bananas. I'm going to start like knocking on the desk to find if there's like a
It was supposed to be on the desk?
Like it was supposed to be on the desk.
Do you want to look in the drawers?
Right.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll look in the drawers.
Okay. You rifle through the desk
hidden
drawers.
Hidden compartment! Convenience slide the shelf! Closed shelf that slides from the body of the desk.
You rifle through the desk drawers. In the center drawer, you find a key ring with a key to the front door of the house you can
handy.
As well as this piece of his stationery, and in the bottom right drawer, you find a small handgun that appears to be unloaded on top of this.
Okay. So before I even look at any of the documents, I'm going to actually take the key and go to the front door and test that it opens or closes.
It does indeed lock and unlock the front door.
Did he leave the papers on the desk?
I'm
intently watching.
I absolutely like when I get any kind of papers, I'm just like throw my folio, close the folio, go to the front desk.
Okay.
Or go to the front door.
I'm gonna walk over to Bill.
And I'm gonna leave the gun there. It's unloaded. I'll check if it's loaded. If
it's
not loaded,
I'm
leaving.
Oh yeah, as this has been
it's
happening,
a small
and even
nose revolver on the center of the ink blotter.
Okay.
Silver.
As I like
blue silver.
Oh, I didn't take it out of the drawer.
Oh,
I'm not putting it on the like I'm not letting anyone. I don't necessarily want.
Anybody to know there's a gun in the room?
Okay. I mean, I don't want to hide the fact there's a gun, but, like, that is irrelevant. And,
yeah.
Like, you don't
yeah.
necessarily want...
That's the thing where you, like, open the drawer and you're like, ooh, and then close
yeah.
the drawer.
Right, like, I'll take the documents.
Yeah.
I'm going to close that.
Okay, as I see him doing this, I walk over.
While this is happening, like,
did
and
I
I'm absentmindedly...
that would make me lose my mind.
And I'm, like, absentmindedly looking at the books. You said there's like, a rolled-up carpet...
Yep.
Is it near any of the bookshelves?
It is between two bookshelves.
So I'm just sort of absentmindedly like looking at all the books and like that I explained what the book was kind of like offhand like over my shoulder, but like as I'm going not paying attention, I want to like bump into the rug,
okay.
And then like immediately zero in on it, and then like look, and then I'll finally notice the stain on the floor, and then look back at the rug and just be like. Like, I know what's happening here.
You have not seen a single hit.
No.
I mean, you've seen hints about the book, but only very vaguely, and only as entries in library things.
Okay, so no,
he likes papers.
Nothing's available.
You guys look like you're all busy. I'm going to head out into the hallway.
I'm sure he'll tell us.
If you want to go look for, check out the other rooms, if you see a study...
On the mysteries.
Yeah, I mean, don't touch anything, but if you see a study with a desk with a book on it, we'll all meet there and we'll discuss.
You got it. I'm going to go.
I will deal with you later.
Okay.
Remember... If you are looking for it, that's probably not what the book is actually going to be titled. It'll be the Latin title for it.
De Mystery.
First thing, I guess, does anyone know anything about genealogies or look at family trees a lot or anything? Because it looks as though, I mean, I guess this seems to say, if I'm reading it right, that I guess this is similar to the one I already had, but I guess your cousin's twice removed, three times removed? I have no idea how that works, but...
Yeah, it seemed like it would have to be some sort of...
I left to go explore the house.
Well, I thought this was something as I was leaving.
I'll just gesture at the door.
It seemed like he was directing that at me, but yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. You can respond if you're doing it for you.
Would I know that as like a lawyer? I don't know. Okay, so
do you as a lawyer know that?
No, but I also don't do
that. All right, then.
So, I'm sorry.
I guess it's like two or three times.
Personally, I'm not so well aware of it, hence why I said it was first cousins earlier, but that's obviously not the case, because first cousins is just
cousins.
It's just cousins.
I'll keep that with the rest of the documents in case it comes up later. I don't think it should, but who the hell knows what's going on with this thing.
Well, y'all just holler if you need anything.
Let's see. I have determined the best
I'm from Boston.
What?
By way of Tennessee.
Okay. So I'm just going to share this with you because this is bizarre. This looks like
everything
a
about this is bizarre.
Suicide note. And I say it's a draft because at the bottom it says note, revise this, no good. And because I assume that the description of Abel's murder implies that he didn't do it to himself.
Yes, usually people don't stab themselves
repeatedly. Yes.
Even
I almost butcher. Said he has a gun, and then was like, "That's irrelevant. No one cares." Okay, I'm just going to read it out loud because that's fine. To determine the best course, assuming that anyone is paying attention. If everyone's like fucking around on their phone or something, then I'm not going to read.
I'm not in the room, so
okay.
I'm sorry about that.
I've determined the best course of action is to take my own life. There are any number of reasons for doing this, but they will be best understood by my family, which I guess is you guys. Do you understand why you take my own life?
No.
You guys didn't even know. All right. I intend for this message to make its way to them, and I would appreciate it being passed along by the relevant authorities. I thought long and hard about doing this before I did, and I assure whoever's reading this that it is done with the best of intentions. That being said, to my family members, I'm sorry. You will have received my letters by now. I never anticipated sending them. I had hoped to take care of everything myself. That hope turned out to be founded on sand. Even with all the knowledge assembled together, I never stood a chance. There's too much that is unknown to me. I have the feeling that our mutual ancestor, John Sawyer, understood it deeply. He's the one who made the trust you've been called here to witness, but by its terms did not permit full-blooded lineal descendants of his to understand what he was doing. All of his special bequests were for when the last of us died, and I am the last. I hope that, and that's the end of it. And then I said, no, revise this, no good. What's this about a letter? You guys received letters from him?
We received letters.
Have you sent letters over the years? I mean, in that case...
No, just one.
Okay, when?
Just recently.
Wait, you all receive a letter? You all well, he's not there. Did you guys all receive a letter?
We received a letter.
What did it say?
That we didn't know who the sender was, but...
it didn't say his name?
No, I mean, it was labeled Abel, I think.
So you hadn't heard of him before.
Are you reading
that
in character? You pull it out of your pocket?
Yeah, I'll pull it out.
I have. But wait, she's wearing an A-line dress, which generally don't have pockets.
Mine has pockets.
Okay.
Mine's modified with pockets.
So practical.
I'm very fashion forward.
Is the letter handwritten?
No, it is not. It is in fact typewritten. and on a piece of paper. I don't know if he had, maybe there's a typewriter somewhere. Otherwise, he wrote this and then printed it from a computer. I don't know. I haven't seen a computer either, so I don't know how he made this, but it is typed.
Hmm.
For what that's worth. On his letterhead, so.
Anna is conspicuously reading a piece of paper that she pulled out of her.
So would you be so kind as to either let me see that or...
Sure.
No pressure.
Just give me one moment.
Pull out the empty revolver.
While she's doing that, I want to... I want to sort of start, like... Is the rug in a state where I could unravel it?
If you pull it down from where it's standing,
it's like standing up.
Yeah.
Is that something you can see?
Yeah, it's rolled up between two bookshelves where there was a gap and like stood up.
I'm kind of just like peering, and I want to like pull it away from the wall and like slightly unwrap it and just kind of like check it out, but I don't want to unravel it or anything.
A musty smell emerges from it as you unwrap it. You can see it's blue and black with the snake-like designs on it. And as you pull it away from the wall, you actually knock down the painting above it that clatters to the ground.
What's the painting? Like, I'll pick up the painting.
It is a ship on a storm-racked sea that is glass green with white caps. The ship is a small schooner that looks like it's been lost in the middle of a storm. There's very little light, and it appears to be in the romantic style. It is also signed by Alphaeus.
You've described everything I want in my house.
I had that painting in the blue.
I'll ask Gallo if he knows this... this painter, or knows anything about, because there was a painting of it by the same author, or not author, the author of the painting, the artist. There was a painting of that same artist.
He is too engaged in reading Abel Sawyer's.
I'm like gonna mentally note that and be like,
"I'm sorry, what was that?"
Are you familiar with Alphaeus's work? You had
Alphaeus?
A painting. Yeah, you had a painting in your office that was the same artist as this.
Must be a local.
I mean, I guess I could.
I genuinely don't think I do, right? I don't have it.
You're like I saw some mall. I saw some mall art and I bought it.
You did not decorate that office.
Yeah, it's not mine. I mean, it is mine now, but I didn't.
Wait. So did you? Did you also buy the office from someone here, or did you establish
it? Yeah, it's Samson's office. Oh, yes. It is Frank Samson's office before he retired.
Interesting. And you don't know anything about this artist at all? Like, if it's a local artist, or maybe somebody...
What's the connection?
I just think it's interesting. There's two paintings...
Is one of these paintings from...
Like, I'll turn the painting around and, like, show it to you and be like... The same... It's really bad art. It's the same... You had a painting by the same artist, and it also had sort of an ominous feel like this. When I turn the...
Is that the connection you have?
Everything's ominous to me.
It's a small schooner on a storm-wrecked glass-colored sea with very angry storm clouds. It's very small in the center. Looks like it's been lost, and there's no land in sight.
Okay.
When I turn the painting around to show, is there a back that... Does it have, like, the little hooky things that I can remove?
It's got a canvas...
like a backing.
With a wire.
To hang it. I mean, I might be thinking too much like an author, but does any of you have a knife? I mean, I can see. He's not here, so like that's why I'm like.
I'm sorry.
Or a pocket knife, anything like that?
Nope, sorry.
A letter opener, maybe? Is there a letter opener somewhere?
You need to look on the.
Do you mind if I hang out this? Just to keep all the documents together? I mean. And I guess I should ask also, did all of you get the same copy of the same letter? This doesn't seem to be
specific. That letter was addressed to me and Bill.
Okay. Did you get the same copy of this letter?
The letter?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any sentimental connection to it.
It was specifically directed to them, so it might have been a copy that was sent to everyone.
No, this was his version of boilerplate.
Okay.
Because we got the same one.
Does anyone mind if I hang on to a copy of it just because I don't have one of those?
Sure, that's fine.
Whenever I get back to my office, I'll make a photocopy.
Great, I would love that.
Yeah.
What about a PDF?
You know, obviously, you can keep the original.
Oh, wait, actually, yeah. Let me Let me see it for a minute.
Yeah. Oh, good idea. Yeah.
This has been episode 3 of Trust. Next week, we'll have another radio essay on Lovecraft and read a third Lovecraft story together. Thank you for listening to Trust. This is Joshua Perldiner warning you to be wary of the dark.